It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner underway here on this sunshiny Saturday morning. Hello, spring. Glad to have you along. Finally showing up, and it sounds like maybe some 80s in our forecast coming up, but Mother Nature is starting to treat us a little friendly. We've got a busy Saturday morning here from the Corner 34 and 5. We're going to talk a little senior Babe Ruth baseball. They're in state action today, trying to punch their ticket onto the regionals, and got a good chance with some of the outstanding players and a team that is diverse in talent, lots of guys that contribute, and we're going to talk with Coach Bill Anderson. And Big C's in the house. Christian Summers is going to talk with him about his senior season as well as we get into baseball. Also, of course, you know, we've got our outstanding track runners up at the Drake Relays today. We're going to catch up with Todd Ratliff and talk about their performance. But we're going to go a little football a little bit later on in the program. It's Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com is going to come on and talk about the Hawks, who are having their open scrimmage up in Iowa City this morning. And we're going to talk with him about some of the things they've seen in practice and some of the things that they're expecting to see today in their open scrimmage. Also, joining me at the bottom or last 15 minutes of the program is going to be Paul Clark. So, Cyclone fans, so your very own Paul Clark's going to talk with us about the Cyclone spring football. Both programs, looking to improve upon their season last year. Both have lots of big question marks. So, this is a very important spring for both programs, the Hawks and the Cyclones. Lots to talk about, so let's lace them up and get ready to go. We're going to run here from the Corner 34 and 5. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. C-First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Corn 34 and 5. We're on go this morning. This is going to be a busy Saturday morning as we've got lots to talk about, as we do every Saturday. But right now we've got the head coach of the senior Babe Ruth baseball team and the guy that's put many, many, many years into the program and has dedicated himself to the kids, getting them better. And we've seen those results over the years in the high school program. And Bill Anderson sitting next to me has a lot to do with that. Coach, you guys qualified for state in spite of the obstacles that Mother Nature threw at you guys this year. You're able to put together a really solid team, a team that I think is really diversified in talent.
Yeah, we ended up only getting 8 games in. We won 6 of those. The boys played really well. It was hit and miss on practices, too. It always is because of other spring sports. But when you add all the rain in the last 3 weeks, it was hard to get some practices in. I'm not much for practicing without a full squad. Sometimes we do when we have to, but it's nice to get them all there at the same time, because that way when we go through things, that we don't have to go through them twice. But getting back to what's important, the boys are out there hitting right now. Very good attitudes right now. They're upbeat, confident. They're excited. They're ready to get going. I think once we get the first few pitches out of the way, things will calm down a little bit. I don't think anybody's nervous. I just think they're just chomping at the bit, Jace.
Well, you know, one thing is nice that this year, as we've had in the last several years, you know, state's in our backyard. It's in Oskaloosa. It's a short trip. It's a place your kids are familiar with. You don't have to worry about the long trip and new settings and all those things. So that helps prepare you guys and take some of those mental blocks out of the way.
Absolutely. We've actually only played one game over there, and that was last year. But the kids have been there for football. They've been there for the Little League All-Stars. They've been there for numerous other things. It's out at Lacey Complex. We play at 12 o'clock on – we play on field 2. Oskaloosa and we play Keosauqua, and Oskaloosa and Atumwa play on the other field at the same time. And the losers play and the winners play after that. But you're absolutely right on the surroundings. The kids will be ready to go no matter where we play. But you're 100% right when you say comfortability is very key.
Coach, what's those key things today? That are going to be important for you guys to advance on. I know it's always the goal to get yourself past state, win state, and then get yourself into regionals and give your kids more opportunities. But what's those keys today for you guys to have the success you guys need to have?
I would say make the plays on defense that we can make, and not the extraordinary plays, just the normal routine plays. Make those, and then get hits when we have runners on. Let's not leave 2 runners on it every inning. We had that problem in a couple games this year. It was really cold. Today's going to be beautiful. Hopefully that'll help that situation. But when we get runners on base, we need to drop some hits in there. And the main thing is that the kids give 100%. As you know, whatever happens, happens. And I think good things will happen because they put the time in.
Well, this is a good group of kids, great upperclassmen. There are those older kids are doing a great job of providing leadership. The diversity I talk about and the talent, you've got a young man sitting next to you that, you know, he's the epitome of what I look at your baseball team. You know, you can play multiple positions, you know, and when you have that, you can interchange guys and really play to your strengths and take advantage of their weaknesses.
Absolutely. The seniors have been great. They've had great attitudes, and they've led by example, and never once have they ever came with a bad attitude, and that's huge, because last year we had the same amount of talent on the team, I thought, and we didn't have as successful as a season in the regular season. So when the older kids come with a good attitude, the younger kids just kind of fall right in place, and it really makes my job a lot easier when I don't have to deal with the small stuff.
Well, Coach, you got Christian sitting next to you. The seniors really have to be that leading light for your team.
That's absolutely right. I've enjoyed having these seniors. I've had Christian and Ethan and Gabe for 3 years each, and then Austin Lewis I've had for 2 seasons. And I couldn't ask for better kids. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're really after, is hardworking kids that will get it done at the profession, college, all that stuff. So my hat's off to them, and it's been a pleasure, and they will be dearly missed next year, and they've been a great contribution to the program.
Well, they got lots on their plates. We're going to go visit with Christian Summers here. Christian, you know, when I look at Senior Bay Brewth, I see the amazing obstacles you guys have to overcome, particularly as seniors. You know, you got to take that leadership role. You've got the planning for your graduation and the finals, and then guys like you are carrying, and your teammates are carrying those college blocks, the education you got in front of you. Then you have other sports that you guys are doing. That's a lot to carry at this time of year, and throw baseball on top of it, and the pressures of a state tournament.
Well, just got to stay focused and take one thing at a time. And we've been playing baseball for I don't know how many years, but a whole bunch of them. And so we're used to it. We're used to playing ball. And with not being able to practice a whole lot because of other sports and weather, we just got to stay calm and do what we've been doing our whole lives. So just play the way we've always played.
Well, you know, that's the thing with the seniors and this group of guys. You guys have played a lot of baseball together. You get that familiarity, and that helps to bring some strength to the team.
Oh, yes. Playing baseball since T-ball, the minor league to major league, and now to senior Babe Ruth and Babe Ruth in high school, you get familiar with all your guys, and once you bond as a team, you become a much better team than if you just one first-year team and don't know each other. So being all sports together and having that familiarity with one another, you can create a good team. So I think that's what we've done.
You're a kind of player that can play multiple positions. I see that with your teammates as well. That's got to be fun, but it also knows that you've got a lot of different responsibilities you got to learn.
Yeah, we have a lot of athletes on the team, and playing skill positions all over the field. You can play third, you can play second, short, outfield. It helps the team benefit from just having one person who can only play one position.
State today, you know, you guys, I think the expectations for your program has always been so high that, you know, you guys kind of go in and expect to win, so maybe the pressure is there to win, but you've got that confidence.
Yep, just got to play the best that we can play, and whatever happens, happens, and we know what we put in good is positive things will come out.
Real quick, we'll change from baseball to tennis. You're having a really strong senior tennis season and lots of wins, and you guys are really having a great year as a tennis team as well.
Yes, we've been doing really well as a team, one of the best years since I've been on it, and just it's always fun with Coach Judge, and he makes it fun, and we go out there and we do what we can do, and so far it's been going well for us.
Well, right now, for you and the other seniors, it's not just baseball, tennis, track, soccer, and those other things, but it's juggling, because you guys are juggling a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. A lot of things on the plate, but take one step at a time and you can manage it.
Well, Coach, looking forward to you guys getting another state title. You know, you got the team to do it, and you got a great coaching staff as well to help you through it. And these guys, I think they have those expectations of winning, which you don't have to beat into them, because it's been something that's been coached into them and learned over the years.
Well, that's right. I'll tell you what, these kids want to win, and that's the way we coach them. We ask them at the beginning of the year, do you guys want to give everybody an equal amount of playing time? Do you want to split it up, make sure everybody gets the same amount of bats? Or do you want to win? Play to win. And from the number one guy, I'll say, to number 20, they all said, let's play to win, Coach. And I hope I've did my job to make their experience worthwhile. I know my coaching staff does a great job. I just want to make sure that I always do my job. And I think I do. But if the kids come ready to play ball, my job's usually pretty easy. It's just a matter of making a decision or two here and there and let the chips fall where they may.
Go have some fun, guys. I know you're ready to run. You got your uniforms on, and they're going time, and they're out finishing up their hitting beforehand. Coach, thanks for so much for stopping by, and you guys have a lot of fun today.
Thank you, Jason. We'll see you up there. Once again, 12 o'clock, Lacey Complex. We'll see you guys there. Go Blue.
All right, Senior Babe Ruth, Bill Anderson, Christian Summers on their way. They're heading to Oskaloosa State Tournament. trying to get a championship, move on to regionals. We'll take a quick time out here. Going to come back and talk with Tom Cakert. HawkeyeReport.com's going to join me on the phone here. We're going to talk a little Hawkeye football. When we come back to the Corn 34 and 5, lace them up. Here we go.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corn 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. Joining me on the line right now is Hawkeye fans' very own Dr. Feelgood, Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, buddy, you're running right now. This is a busy time for you. Lots to cover on the Hawkeye beat. But today's big storyline, of course, is the open practice.
Yeah, today's kind of the what I call the end of kind of the grind from August to the end of the spring practice schedule is just it's day to day. It's 24/7 for us. It's busy, busy, busy. And you get to breathe a little bit after this. So it'll be good to get today in the books, but I'm excited to get up there and see this kind of new formatted spring game with some points that will be scored.
Well, you know, I think all the eyes are on the quarterback position. They oftentimes are, but particularly this year, it sounds like they really do have a race they're trying to manufacture, if not in reality. It sounds like maybe they're going to give the quarterbacks each their own series and keep rotating through. And that's the big question mark going into next year for the Hawks.
Yeah, they've rotated this spring every two snaps, basically, somebody else comes in and gets an opportunity for two snaps, and then the next guy comes in. What they're going to do today and what they've done in some of the other scrimmages is if a guy's got a drive going, he's going to keep going. If he gets a three and out, he's coming out. And they'll switch it around. And, one series, Jake Rudock's going to be with the first team, and, another series, he might be with the third team. But if you get drives going, you get drives going, and that's going to kind of be the methodology today. So I think that'll help build some confidence and also learn a little bit about which quarterback might be standing out.
Well, you're close to the beach. You're right there, and your fingers on it. What's the rumors coming out of camp of maybe this one guy starting to get a little bit more looks, a guy that maybe's at least being rumored to be ahead of the others.
you know, just based on kind of the things you hear and the things you see, and we've only seen one, but it seems like Rudock is ahead, but just judging by what the coaches have said and what Greg Davis said on Wednesday and Kirk Ferentz and the way that listed in the two deeps, I haven't gotten the sense that anybody's really ahead. It seems like Rudock is, and it seems like it's his job to lose, and somebody else is going to have to jump up and beat him. But right now, it seems like he's going to be the guy. That's just my guess. But Greg Davis on Wednesday did not rule out playing two guys to start the year.
Well, I was in Iowa City on Wednesday in the football offices and walking around there, and you know it was amazing to me some of the guys that have really put some extra solid weight on. I think we're going to have a really solid offensive line, and you know, so a quarterback can have a little time to mature when they got somebody up front that's providing that time. But man, I'll tell you what, these guys have put some muscle on over the winter.
Yeah, there have been some guys that have made some significant gains. I can think along the defensive line, you know, like a young guy like Drew Ott, who came in last year, probably 230 pounds. He's up 250, 260 now. He's still got weight he's got to put on. But he's put on, you know, solid mass, and he's contending for a starting position. There's just a lot of guys that they've really put in the work, paid the price in the weight room, and now they're knocking on an opportunity to perhaps, if they're fortunate enough, be a starter or at least get significant snaps for the Hawkeyes in the fall.
We're talking with Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, the running back position is absolutely been the old bugaboo. We've been snake bitten with injuries, and you come to this season, you still lots of question marks. I thought Wiseman looked stronger. Bullock is a big-looking back. You know, what do you see there? And is there any guys, new guys coming in that you think might be able to see the field as freshmen?
You know, I think it's been interesting to listen to some of the coaches' comments, because what my eyes told me on the open practice that we got to look at was that Jordan Kanzir is pretty darn good. And when you listen to Chris White and Greg Davis talk, they barely mention Jordan Kanzir. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It's listed as Bullock and Wiseman as one A backs, but I still think Kanzir gives them that something that they don't have, and that's Greg Davis talked on Wednesday a lot about explosive plays, and Kanzir seems to give them that. So they've got some depth, knock on wood, at running back right now, and you hope that it stays that way, and they have some options back there this year.
Well, the defensive side of the football, you know, there's still lots of unknowns up front. This team it's got to be able to allow this offense to grow and mature, because it's going to take a little while for, I think, everything to click on all cylinders. But I think there's some real concern on the other side of the football.
Line is the big concern, I think, coming into this season. They're solid at linebacker. They've got guys that'll do the job and are very solid. I like the corners, B.J. Lowry and Jordan Lomax, and I'd even throw Sean Draper in there. It's three guys at that corner you feel real comfortable with. Safety's a little bit of a wild card. Tanner Miller had a tough year last year, but you hope he bounces back. And you got Nico Long, John Loudermilk battling it for strong safety. So they've got some options. But the defensive line, 13 sacks last year, worst in the Big Ten. When Iowa does well, they're up around 30. So they got some hills to climb. Reese Morgan and Phil Parker seem to think that they're getting there. But Phil also mentioned that maybe they'd use some creative ways to get more pressure, which is code word for blitz, for those who don't know.
Well, I just feel like there really is being some changes that are going on within the coaching staff. Obviously, the new addition of some of the young blood that's in there and some new faces. And I think this team, from a coaching standpoint-wise, I've felt and seen a new level of energy that hasn't been there for a little while. And I think more of a concentration to kind of sexy things up.
Yeah, I've gotten the sense that there's a little more energy around the program, just the coaches. And I think 4 and 8 either lights a fire or puts it out. And you got to, I think it's a little fire for a lot of people in Iowa City, players, coaches. Everybody's pretty motivated to try to get past 4 and 8 and get it back to 8 and 4 or 9 and 3 or 10 and 2, something like that. I think that's their mindset.
Well, Tom, what's that one thing maybe you're looking forward today that might give us a little of a reflection on, or a little prognostication on what the fall might look like? What are those things, that those key things you're looking for today?
I'm this whole spring, it's just been about the D-line and about quarterbacks. I think that's the two biggest things that will determine how good this Iowa team is if they can get a pass rush, and I'll be watching that today, D-ends, and also Carl Davis in the middle. He's done really well from everything that I've heard and what we saw at practice. And then quarterbacks, does one of them jump up and take the job today? I don't know that that will happen. I doubt it will happen, but does somebody put his foot forward and say, I want this job, and this is a great opportunity to do it.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. I know you were on the run, buddy. You got lots of things to get accomplished today, a big day up in Iowa City. It's the open practice, and I think it's going to be a nice change to get that scoreboard working and let the fans have some excitement too.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to getting up there at 2 o'clock. If people are still thinking about going, gates open at 1.
Well, all right, that's Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for, you know, we talk about Father's Day gifts, unique Father's Day gifts. There's a lot of passionate Hawkeye moms out there. It's a great gift, HawkeyeReport.com. Lots of free content, but I promise you, folks, if you want the inside, the true inside information, Tom Caker is going to give it to you, HawkeyeReport.com. Become a member of the lounge, and you'll get all the inside information way before the papers and media guys like me get it. We'll take a quick time out. We're going to come back. We're going to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff. We're going to talk about the Drake Relays. We got some outstanding runners up there competing, and some drama going on up there as well. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, don't go anywhere.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why I'm here. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa, and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. I ask people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for you and your family. Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa at 807 A Avenue West, where we put the life back in life insurance.
When Boats Home Furnishings in Pella has a sale, everyone pays attention. And now it's time for their spring flooring sale. Only at Boats Home Furnishings can you buy carpeting for just $233 a square foot, including padding and quality installation. Also, special pricing on Mannington flooring. No interest till 2014. Don't miss this sale on their complete line of carpet, vinyl, laminate, wood, and porcelain tile flooring. Now at Boat Home Furnishings, 620 Franklin Street in Pella.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, let's take a little trip up Highway 5 here from the corner of 34 and 5. We're going to head up to Des Moines, up to the Drake Relays, and we've got Coach Todd Ratliff joining us on the line here. Coach, Drake Relays, buddy, it doesn't get much better than this.
You know what, Jason? I say this about every day, but it's a beautiful day to run.
I'm with you, brother. And speaking of running, man, your guys have been getting it done. First of all, to qualify for the Drake Relays, that's an enormous accomplishment in and of itself. But to go up there and compete and compete at such a high level, that's doing some pretty special stuff.
You know, it really is. And I just got to take my hats off to the work ethic and desire that these young men have. You know, they want to be good. They want to take the talents that they were given by God and to make the most of them.
Well, Coach, tell us about the performance of the guys right now and then what's ahead for you, because I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what happened yesterday and maybe some of the events around it, and then what's going on today.
Yeah, we started out with our first race was a 4x1, and I'm going to give some credit to Coach Pilcher here, and he used some of his knowledge. You know, he's a college runner. He ran the 4x1s, 4x2s up there at William Penn, and we qualified with a time of 45:34 to get in. That was 65th. But after talking with him, we made some changes in the actual order that we ran. So we had Ryan coming out of the blocks, and we had Brett taking the long straightaway on the second leg, Luke coming around the corner with his sleek running, and then Alex Schultz just barreling down through to finish. So we tried that out at the Albion meet, and we dropped our time some. So that's what we ran with yesterday. We came in at 65th out of the 80 teams that make it in the 4x1. We dropped to 44.71, and that's the fully automatic timing, or the fat timing, which took us from 65th up to 44th in the state, which is pretty exciting. And then we broke it down into the 2A teams. That would have put us third out of the group of 2A teams that ran up here in that 4x1 yesterday.
Coach, there's some blazing speeds, and you know, was there a little drama going on yesterday? You know, you get some rumors that maybe a guy got tripped up. What took place?
You know, I'm going to take this minute and walk you through the events leading up to that 4x4. After we finished the 4x1, we'd already gone through the mental imagery. We went up into the top section there in Section L, and we ran the 4x4 in our minds before it happened. And I think, you know, mental imagery, if you can see things good happening to you, good things happen to you. So we did that, and after the 4x1, they had about 3 hours to get ready for the 4x4. They went in the field house about 7:15 and started getting mentally prepared for that race and physically prepared as well. And shortly before 8, we came together, which we do quite frequently, and, you know, we had a word of prayer. You know, we just thank God for the talents that he'd given us, for the opportunities that he'd given us, and we put the results in his hands. We just asked that we perform to the best level we could. And so we did that, and we went out on the track, and they took off. And it started with Ryan Sarver, and Ryan took off and ran the fastest split of his life. He ran a 50.72. He handed that baton to Alex, who is, you know, pretty new to running the 400. I think this is his fourth 400 now that he's run. And he dropped a 50.66. So just amazing. We get that baton into Brett Leshin's hands in, and he comes out with his fastest 400 of his life. So picture with me, our first guy runs the best race of his life, our second guy runs the best race of his life, and our third guy runs the best race of his life. We have baton in first place. So we're in heat one with Johnston, who came in with the leading time in the state, trailing us. And we handed it to Luke, and, you know, Luke's just a solid, strong runner. In fact, just 2 nights ago, he broke the school record from 1994 in the Open 100 for us at the Albion Invitational, and he took off. He's going, got a good first leg, got a good second 100. He's coming around the corner, and he's looking strong. You know, and Luke's one of those guys that when he stands up straight, coming down that straightaway, his body goes into relaxed, fast mode. So as he's coming off that corner, there was four of them. There was two guys kind of out on his outside right shoulder, and a guy from Johnston and Dubuque Senior directly behind him. The guy from Johnston was a little bit anxious, and he tried to cut inside of Luke. Well, you know, a young man's about 18 to 20 inches wide, and there was about 7 to 8 inches between the guardrail on the inside and Luke. And what ended up happening was the kid from Johnston inadvertently caught Luke's foot. When he caught Luke's foot, Luke stumbled. When he stumbled, his pace broke a little bit, and the right forearm of the young man from Johnston trying to brace his own self went into Luke's back. But something happens like that when you're running that fast, you know, there's a lot of bad things that can come from it. What happened was Luke in an effort to try to catch his balance, went down, face down, bounced on his knees. He's got some pretty good solid purple marks on top of his knees this morning. The baton popped out of his hand, rolled around a little bit. The kid from Dubuque Senior then had to cut on the inside of the track, which was out of the running surface. Took 5 steps out there. He ended up getting disqualified. Luke jumps up as quick as he can, has to run out in the lane 3 to pick up the baton, then finish the race. You know, it took a lot of heart and a lot of guts to get up and finish that race. You know, it's a good life lesson. Sometimes you get knocked down. You know, yesterday it was a literal knockdown, but you got to get up and you got to finish with what you have left. And Luke did that. And it was pretty disappointing, pretty depressing. In fact, I was standing with a crowd of people from Johnson on the backside of the track. You know, they ended up winning the heat. They ended up winning the overall 4x4 prelims. But there are rules in life, just like in track, just like there are rules in life. So we were pretty disappointed. Dubuque Senior, I'm sure, was disappointed as well, as they were disqualified because they instead of running on Luke, they went out of the running surface and got disqualified. So what I did was anyone would do for their own kids or for the team that they care about. And I just said, hey, you know what? We got to play within the rules. Let me put an appeals through. Comes out, and the initial ruling on the appeals by the end of the night was that, you know, it was an unfortunate incident, just like sometimes in life are unfortunate. But, you know, you didn't have a qualifying fast enough time, so too bad. You know, that was pretty hard. It was pretty hard. And then we dealt with that. And it's difficult, Jason, you know, sometimes to deal with adversity, you know, as the runners and as me. But what we did was we met outside by the Bulldog in front of Drake Stadium, and we got together, and we closed the evening out with a word of prayer. And we just thank God for the opportunity to come. We thank Him for letting us come up there and run with our hearts and run with our minds. But we put it into perspective. You know, we've had some really sad news in the track community, in the Albia community this week, with the passing of Joe Anderson. You know, and we put it into perspective that the agony of getting knocked down in Drake relays, although it does suck, it isn't life-ending, and it isn't huge in the realm of life, and we played within the rules. Are you still there?
I'm with you, brother. You can keep going, man.
All right. So we, you know, we were sad. We came back to the motel, and we moaned a little bit about it privately within the group, and we realized that, hey, this is the fire we're going to take. We're going to take this adversity, and we're going to turn it into a state title in a few weeks up here. Because they have the love and desire of being the most competitive and using their talents to the best of their abilities. So we went to bed somewhere between midnight, 1 o'clock in there. And, you know, Coach Beal and I, we got up early and we made a run this morning. Not a normal run that we do. We just ran down to come and go for some Mountain Dew. And about 8 o'clock, got back into the room, my phone rang. You know, that's odd. I don't get a lot of phone calls. And it was a gentleman, first name Larry, from the Drake Relays. And I'm not sure if you've heard this or not, but Larry said, hey, Coach, are your athletes able to run tonight? I was like, yes, sir. He was like, well, we went through the appeals process, which you filed last night, and it was very clear that there were some impediment infractions, meaning not giving enough distance for a runner to do his race. And they did all the mathematical and the rules formulas for coming to the bottom of that. And they made a ruling today to eliminate the group who had the infraction, which was Johnston, and to allow us to run in the finals tonight because of the projected place that we would have been in the prelims. So, you know, it took some patience through the night, and Coach Beal and I talked about this a little bit. It's always important to stay within the rules. It's always important not to lose your cool, your calm. Because you know me long enough, Jason, that what I wanted to do was toss my clipboard, stomp my feet, go out there and whine about it. But instead, I tried to stay within the rules and filed the appeals process and let it work its course. And, you know, we were blessed. There's no real other way to put that. We were blessed. They saw that where we were and what we were doing, we would have qualified for the finals. There's no doubt in my mind. And they reviewed the video and saw that the infractions were made by a team, and they removed that team from the finals and pushed us in. So, you know, we're getting juice right now. We're drinking our water, and we're mentally getting ready to hit the track later this afternoon, so at 4 p.m. And hopefully someone will correct me out there if I'm wrong out of Blue Demon Nation. but I'm not sure we've ever had a finals relay in the Drake Relays prior to today.
Coach, I've been doing this a long time, and of course, lived here all my life. I do not recall a finals relay team in the history of Albia High School. Of course, there's lots of great teams beforehand, but Coach, I guess God is good, first of all, and then the second part is, you know, regardless of how the outcomes come tonight of the finals, which we know that the guys have it within them to do that. They displayed that yesterday, and they have been displaying it, but most importantly, these kids got a life lesson that... you know, you couldn't ask for, really, when you reflect on it, it may be a disappointment at the time, but you couldn't ask for a better way to really get into the finals. The lessons that those kids learned, and those will carry farther in life. And I expect them to do great things today. And, Coach, congratulations, buddy. You guys are getting it done. And more importantly, you taught the kids some really strong principles they're going to carry for the rest of their life.
Yeah, you know, definitely a great learning opportunity, not just for them. I'm not a young man anymore, but I continuously need to be reminded of that those lessons that can be learned, you know. Glory to God, and, you know, hats off to these young men who are giving their hearts and their talents to represent their school with pride.
Steve, Coach, go get her done, and congratulations, Coach Todd Ratliff. Boy, I'll tell you what an amazing lesson those kids just learned, and the opportunity to go tonight and run with the very best on one of the biggest tracks in the entire world, one of the biggest showcases for track athletes. That's the Drake Relays. Coach Todd Ratliff, we're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back, folks. We're going to keep running here at the corner of 34 and 5. Cyclone fans, Paul Clark's on deck from CycloneReport.com. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Set amid the wide open farmlands of southern Iowa is a high-tech auto body shop in Hedrick. Recently doubling in size, focusing on continuous improvement, and working to shave the average repair time down to a staggering 4 days in many cases. Of course, we're talking about Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly Copeland's white glove customer service will make every step of your repair stress-free. And where we're proud to say, they'll probably get more business from referrals than from this radio ad. Not your average auto body shop, not even close. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, C-First is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. How about that, Coach Todd Ratliff and our 4x4 and 4x100 teams at Drake Relays? Awesome job. They're into the finals tonight, folks. You heard of the times that they were running, and they have a legitimate shot of coming home with the Drake Relays Championship, and that is a huge storyline, and congratulations to them. Lots going on as we talk to Hawkeye spring football. We're going to head up to Ames now and catch up with Paul Clark from CyclingReport.com. Paul, every football program around the nation right now has got lots of big question marks, but what are those for the Cyclones as they wrap up spring?
Well, yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, you hope to get some of your questions answered in the spring, but I think just about every team comes out of that spring game with still plenty to decide when practice convenes again in August. I think for Iowa State, the biggest questions would be on the offensive side of the ball: is Sam Richardson ready to really take over and be the quarterback and be the number one quarterback? I mean, he was a clear-cut number one throughout spring ball. It wasn't a 1A and 1B situation with he and Grant Rohatch. So indications are that Richardson is still the clear number one and will take that position into fall camp and probably into the first game unless he does something to give the job away in August. The other side of the ball, the defense, that core of the defense right up the middle, Jake McDonough, Cleon Lang, Jake Knott, and A.J. Klein, all gone. And, oh, by the way, so is Darrell Givens, so is Jeremy Reeves. A lot of losses, Rosie Majette, a lot of losses off the defense. That's going to be a young group. And it's really time for that offense to step up and carry the defense this year because the defense has really carried the load for Iowa State the past 4 years.
We're talking with Paul Clark, CyclingReport.com. Paul, you know, the quarterback position over the last 4 or 5 years really has been a position where there's been some uncertainty. There's been, faces moving back and forth and guys and some really good quarterback play. But I think if you can get loose of that drama at the quarterback position, get settled into one guy, I think that just has to give confidence all the way around on the offensive side.
Well, yeah, there's no question about that. And you know, part of it is there's a transitional period there where a new coaching staff comes in and they inherit quarterbacks that might not be the best fits as far as they're concerned for their system. You try to do the best you can do with the guys that you inherit. And, you know, 4 seasons, basically all right around 500, 3 bowl seasons. So it's been okay. But you really do need your quarterback to be better to take the next step, to get to the next level, to go 7-5 or 8-4 in a season. Iowa State will have to get better at the quarterback position. We're now at the point where Coach Rhodes and his staff are using pretty much all guys that they have recruited. Now, they're really only 2 deep in terms of scholarship quarterbacks right now, and then a couple more freshmen coming in the fall. But it's really going to be up to Richardson and Rohatch to make sure that they're up to the job. That would be a huge step, as you said, in terms of the offense picking it up and carrying that young defense.
Well, if you have a good line play, that'll make a quarterback and a running back look really, really good. Cyclones have had some pretty decent line play in the last couple of years, but what's this line shaking up to be? And I think that can give some relaxation to, obviously, the offensive coordinator, but to that quarterback that has to face the uglies across the way.
Still some questions about Iowa State's line. I mean, the biggest negative storyline to come out of spring football was the fact that Siobhan Dika has had to give up his college football career, and he, without ever playing a snap at Iowa State, he's a guy that's been at Iowa State for 3 years, a redshirt year, and then 2 others, and never played because he had 2 major knee injuries. Each knee just completely blew him out. Had the surgery, the rehab, and all of that. He had to do that twice. And they felt like he was going to be able to go this year. He went into the spring number one. He was a starting guard, stayed at number one, but just could not play through, the pain and the agony of the situation and the condition that his knees are still in. So he's basically given up the sport of football. So that creates a problem for Iowa State in terms now they're going to have to scramble and certainly in August decide who's that other starter at guard. New offensive line coach Chris Klonakis fire guy, and I think he is going to add a little bit of a mean streak and a little bit of an edge to the offensive line that perhaps has been missing for the past couple of years. We saw a little bit of that this spring, and I'm sure we'll continue to see that. Just play a little nastier, and maybe what you lack in physical gifts you can make up for in bad attitude.
Well, it seemed to work for me at 5'7", but hey, we're talking with Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com. Paul, who's going to carry the rock for you guys? And it looks like maybe there's some multiple guys that'll get the carry.
Yeah, that's an area where Iowa State is really blessed. I mean, with depth and just great talent. The junior college transfer from Iowa Western, Aaron Wimberly, he looked terrific all spring. James White is his normal, steady self. He's a senior this year now. You've got Devondrick Neely, who's a redshirt sophomore, also played and looked very good during the entire spring and into the spring game. Jeff Woody is going to be a role player this year. You know, Woody's another guy that's just he is really showing and feeling the effects of now 5 years of college football. He's playing with a lot of pain now to get through his senior year. So I don't know that we're going to see quite as much of Woody. I think we'll see him more in a specialized role as a power back, and he may even play a little bit of tight end just to shape things up. Rob Standard, who's sitting fourth or fifth on the depth chart, is a pretty good little running back. He's not that far off the pace, and that just goes to show how deep Iowa State is at running back. I think it's still a team, even though Iowa State's going to be in the spread, and they're going to use more pistol formation in their spread offense. I still feel like it's a team that is going to be a run-first spread offense, a little bit maybe like we saw out of West Virginia in years past. That's kind of the offense and the style and the approach that I think of first. Even though West Virginia ran a spread a couple years back, they ran the football under Coach Rodriguez a lot more than they passed it, and I think Iowa State probably going to be that similar kind of spread team.
Well, in order to pull that off, you know this, Paul, is you've got to have a quarterback that can make quick reads and a tailback that can get that corner quickly. And, this offense is going to have to score a lot of points because the defense is going to have lots of big question marks.
That's absolutely right, and it's time now. The offense has to step up and get that job done.
Hey, thanks so much. Hey, you do a great job at CycloneReport.com. For those Cyclone fans that haven't found you yet, how can they do so? And I know, you know, you got some free stuff out there, but getting the paid subscription is where all the details and you get the dirty on the program or the inside info.
Yeah, you can either just go to CycloneReport.com or iowastate.rivals.com, a part of the Rivals.com network. You get a one-week free trial to get things started and check it out. So that gets you not only all the subscription content on my site, but on every other site on the entire Rivals network. So not only have to be a Cyclone fan, but if you're just a fan of college sports in general, there's a ton of great information on the Rivals network.
Hey, have a great weekend, Paul. Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. Cyclone fans, you heard it right there. Get to CycloneReport.com. I'll tell you what, it is good stuff, and all the content you can get. You'll get your Cyclone fix. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, wrap things up here at the corner of 34 and 5 as we take a deep breath and go into the stretch. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, what a great show we had this morning. I want to thank Coach Bill Anderson and Christian Summers for stopping by. Senior Babe Ruth, they're on their way to Oskaloosa. And they're fighting for a state championship, Senior Babe Ruth, and a chance to punch their ticket to go on to the regionals. And, of course, this is no place new for them. They've been there repeatedly fighting for state tournaments, and they've made many, many trips out to the regionals. And why not expect the same thing this year for them? And they're doing a great job. Really talented group, a solid group of senior leaders who do a great job of providing that leadership and outstanding kids representing our community. Thanks to Tom Cakert and HawkeyeReport.com, Paul Clark for stopping by, getting all the Hawk and Cyclone information and give us a little taste of what's come in the fall. Todd Ratliff, the coach of the Albia track team, congratulations. They're in the finals 4:30 this afternoon. Of course, we'll get you posted with that information. Check us out on Facebook, KISC on Facebook.com, and we'll have that on our website at KISCRadio.com. I want to thank Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, and you for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the beautiful day. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.